The Gemara Memtes Amid Aleph, just to review a little bit, the Gemara mentioned the Machlokes Satanoim on the top of the Amud, and then it was repeated again in the days of the Amoraim, later on in the Amud, whether one should restart, whether one should mention Malchus in the Bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitev. What was the issue? If whenever you have a series of brachas that are mitzurif together, that's considered a bracha smucha l'chavato, as for example the Shemana Esrei. So you only the Gemara has the klalas on daf mem on the base that every bracha needs shem, and we pass in every bracha needs shem and malchus. Machlekes Amoraim and Rabbi Yechanan is quoted on our daf from daf mem and base. Every bracha needs shem and malchus. But if it's a bracha smucha l'chavato, then we had a brisa that was quoted earlier. Amen vav amir aleph on the bottom, that a bracha smucha l'chavot, if it's a series of brachas, there's no need for Shema Malchus. You can rely on the Shema Malchus, that was in the first bracha. So here, by Hatayv HaMeitiv, there's a machloike samarayim. Is that an intrinsic part of the bracha samazin? That's what the Gemara calls Hatayv HaMeitiv is deraisa. Doesn't necessarily have to be deraisa, but what it means is that it's part of the bracha samazin, in which case it's part of the series of the brachas, and it's treated as a bracha smucha l'chavata, and it doesn't need malchus. And our practice is we do say malchus. We paskin do say malchus. Why? Because we paskin that it's not a bracha smucha l'chavata, that it's not their raisa. And what it means is that even with the rabbanon, it's not part of the bracha samazin. The bracha samazin is completed when you say b'nei rachma v'yushalayim amen. That's the end of the benching men atarim with the rabbanon. And atayv ametiv is a bracha that's recited after the benching is all over. That was the machlokes satanoim, whether Hatayv HaMeitiv needs malchus or not. So we pass halacha that you do need malchus. So that was in the days of the Tanoim. Then the Amora says, and you need malchus. And he doesn't explain what he means. So does he mean, Rabbi Kivega says in the Ilgilei HaShas, does he mean the same as the Tana on the top of the Amud? So is that what he meant, that you need malchus because it's not an intrinsic part of the Birchas HaMazon? So he should have explained it. That was the Gemara has a time. I should have explained it. So it says in the brackets in Rabbi Kivega, Ayin Rajba, the Rajba explains that the Derech Amoraim is Lefarish Divrein. The Amoraim have to explain themselves a little better. Tanaim just make a statement that they don't explain what they mean. And the Amoraim are supposed to explain better. So Rabbi Yechanan just makes a statement, you need Malchus. What he's taking a stand on in the Machlekes Satanoim, that it's not as Broch Asmucha Lechavito, he should have said so. Should have said that's what he means. So the Gemara says, no, what he meant to say was that you need, in addition to its own Malchus, that's Upgeret, that's Muvah Me'elov, that you need Malchus and Atav HaMeitiv. He meant to say you have to mention another two Malchus. You have to have three times Malchus. Three times Malchus, one bracha. Why? So the Gemara says, because you have to make up for the Malchus that's missing in of Nei Yerushalayim. In Rachim, No Hashem Elkeinu Yisrael Amecha, why do you need Malchus? But that's a smucha l'chavato. So the Gemara says, no, because it's lava rachara, it's not proper to mention only Malchus, Beis David Mishichecho, either originally these to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Malchus, Beis David, or now after the Malchus, Beis David collapsed, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should restore the Malchus, Beis David. Rachim no'al Malchus, Beis David Mishichecho. So that's lava rachara, it's not darachara, it's only to speak about Malchus, Beis David, and to ignore Malchus Shammai. So since you have to mention Malchus, Beis David, that's a real din deraisa maybe, that you have to mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha. So it's not deracher, it's not to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So say the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bracha of Rachim No. So that's what the Rishonim start to give explanation why that's not, we're not going to do that. We're not going to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rachim No. So Tosfos says, no, that's against the din, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? That's the rule. You're not allowed to mention Malchus. Against the din. So there's a long Rashba here. He starts flipping through the pages of the Shemana Esrei. He says every other bracha says Malchus. Every other bracha says Malchus. They're all smucha l'chavata. Salpidin, you don't have to mention Malchus. How does it say? By Rafa'in or Kikel Melech Reifin Eman V'rachamon. You say Melech. And then you say Melech Ha'Hitzdok Mishpat Hamelech Hamishpat. You say Malchus Kesei. There's so many brachas that is Mucha L'Chavta. You say, no, how can you say that you're not allowed to mention Malchus? Very strange. So the Rashba just ends off at Tzorech Talmud. So that's what the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yoinen, and they quote it in Shulchan Aruch like that. They say it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to. Why should it be a din? You're not allowed to mention Malchus. So the Rashbam, when he quotes over the Torah, says you're not allowed to mention Malchus because people will have a mistaken, they'll walk away with a mistaken impression that our Brocha Smucha L'Chavata requires Malchus, and the din is that it doesn't. So you're not allowed to say Malchus. That it says Kasha from 10 different places, just mixed with the Siddur. 10 different places you do mention Malchus. How can you say you're not allowed to mention Malchus? So Rabbi Yonah touches it up a little bit. He says, no, over here you don't want to mention Malchus. Why don't you mention Malchus here in Rachim Noam? Because you mentioned Malchus Beis David, and the whole reason why, and that's the whole reason why he went and mentioned Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lavar Achar to mention Malchus Basav Adam, without mentioning Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this will pose a problem if you're going to mention both together. Why? So Rabbeinu Yonah words it because as if you're equating the two, as if the Malchus Basav Adam is on the same level as Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And others say a little differently. No, the reverse. If you mention both Malchus Basav Adam and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same bracha, then the Malchus of Beis David will pale into insignificance, and you're supposed to make a tzimmus about Malchus Beis David. Supposed to thank the Rabban Shalom. So if you mention, thank you for Malchus Beis David, we pray you should give it back, and we accept you as the king. So we accept the Rabban Shalom as the king. So the whole Malchus Beis David is insignificant, either for one reason or for the other. Either because it's a bizoyan to quote Shamayim to mention both on the same level, or because it'll be taking away from the Malchus Beis David. So that's why we have a kpeida bedavka not to mention Malchus in Rachim, but we really should have mentioned it. So that's why we say a second Malchus and Atoy Bameitu. One Malchus you have to say Atoy Bameitu because it's not Smucha L'Chavata, because Atoy Bameitu even with the Rabbanon is not part of the Benchi. And then you want to mention a second Malchus to make up for the Malchus that should have been mentioned in Rachman. So where does the third Malchus come from? Oh, that's to make up for the Malchus that we didn't mention in Noida L'cho. But you don't have to mention Malchus in Noida L'cho. It's the Smucha L'chavato. So the Gemara doesn't give an explanation even why. Well, at least in Rachim, the Gemara said, Lavar Achara, it's not the Achara, it's to mention Malchus Beis David without mentioning Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gave a half of an explanation. The Gemara doesn't even give a chotzi explanation as to why you should have, why you're making up for the Malchus that you didn't say in Noida L'cho, is the Chsmucha L'chavata. So Tosis comes up with this fantastic explanation, very doichik, that since the two brochas were not Niskinu B'yachad, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Nusach HaBrocha. When the Mon came down, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first brocha, Hazon Asako. And then years later, when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, so he composed the next brocha, Noida L'cho, since it wasn't composed at the same time, so it doesn't fully have the status of brocha Smucha L'chavato. So therefore what? So therefore, should Chaptu Nach Geminis. Therefore, number one, it should start with Baruch Ato. Every brocha has to begin Baruch Ato. So it doesn't begin Baruch Ato. So it's Noida L'cho. How come it doesn't begin? Kol HaBrochas Kulam Poschas BeBaruch, that's the Tosefta. The Brice on the bottom are Mem Vav and Aleph, except if it's Brocha Smucha L'chavata. So we do treat Noida L'cho as Smucha L'chavata, but we don't treat it as Smucha L'chavata. But again, they're not mentioning Malchus. It's difficult. So that's what the other Rishonim say. No, it's not that it's not a Smucha L'chavata, but it is. But since we're making up for the fact that we're mentioning an extra Malchus in Hatoy Bameitiv, for the Malchus that we should have mentioned in Rachim, no, so we may as well mention another Malchus, a third Malchus in Hateva Meita to make up for the Malchus that you didn't say in Nozlecha. What do you mean make up? In the Shemone Esrei you have to make up. What, in the Shalom Rav? In the Lakai, in the Soda Shalom Rav, you have to say 19 to 18 times Malchus for the 18 Malchus you didn't say. It says Shema Malchus in the first Baruch, you have to say Malchus in the others. Very unclear. That's what the Rishonim don't understand exactly. What's going on over here? Why do you say? But I'll call upon him, that's the way it was for many years. The whole third bracha just was Hatoy Bameitiv, and you say three times Malchus. And then Tosis points out later that in later generations they added on Hugim Alonu, Hugim Leinu, Huyig Malenu, Huhetiv Lonu, Humetiv Lonu, Huyetiv Lonu. Since you said three times Malchus, the three times Malchus at this, we're not sure exactly why. The Gemara never explained why. It's all Malchus, we understand why. You got the second Malchus, we understand also why. You got to make up for the Malchus that's missing Rachma. We don't fully understand why you have to make up for the missing Malchus in Noida L'cho, but that's what they said in the days of the early Amorai. So then they decided, since it's saying three times Malchus, so we're going to say three times Hatovas. Apparently in the original generation, they only said Hatovam Eitav. That's all. It was a very brief. Hatovam Eitav, three times Malchus. So then they made it longer, so they said three times Hatova, Peitivlana, Meitivlana, Yetivlana. And then they decided to put in three times Hugamalana, Hugamalana, Huyigmalana. Then it became a very long bracha. So she really be Posachas Beboruch, Vachasemas Beboruch. But because that's what the Rishonim said, Tyson says, because originally it was so short, it just said Hatova Meitiv in Malchus. So they decided, even though they added on a later generation's more, so they decided they're not going to make it Pasachas v'chasem is b'boro. It's a riddle.
Why did they make it longer by mentioning the Haruge Beta?
Why didn't they mention?
Yeah, it's almost like a Kuchasim and a Sefer.
I don't know. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tragedy, that the punishment that he gave us could have been much worse. So we don't want to mention, it's not what I want to mention, that he punished us. Everybody in Beta was killed. But they were nitnu l'kvura, shelo hisrichu v'shenitnu l'kvura. It's an embarrassment to mention the whole Puranas. I don't know. Okay, so there's something missing here. Starkly, there's something missing over here in the Gemara. Why they make a bracha shenitnu l'kvura, shelo hisrichu? The whole thing is missing a lot. Then the Gemara talks about the requirement to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in the davening and in the Birchas HaMazon. So we had already on Daf Mem, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Tov Mem Berchos Tov Shal Yom. So the Gemara says that if you forget to mention Yalav Yovo Yom Rosh Chodesh in the benching, you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Iboy Yachal Iboy Lo Yachal. So Taisus and all of Hashem say does mean that you're permitted to fast on Rosh Chodesh. That's against the halacha. Could even be it's an Issa deraisa to fast on Rosh Chodesh. But what it means is Iboy Yachal Iboy Lo Yachal pass. You're not mechuyev to pass. So therefore what? So the pashtus from the Gemara perhaps sounds like the whole din. The question is, let's say a person, a chayla, has to eat on Yom Kippur. So when he recites Birchas HaMazon, does he mention Yalav Yavoy, Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, or not? So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, machloikis achrein. What's the machloikis? So some achreinim say, what do you mean mention Yom Kippur? You're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur if you're a chayla, so we allow you. Pikuach nefesh, safik pikuach nefesh, decha kol ha-tar kula. But it's not a Sudas Yom Kippur. The whole idea of mentioning Haskaras Kedusha Hayoyim in the benching is to be kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos, to be kaveh the Suda L'Shem Sudas Yontif. Where did they get that idea? It's to be kaveh the Suda. So they got it from this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about B'di'evet. The Gemara is not talking about L'Hatchila. The Gemara says that B'di'evet, L'Hatchila is supposed to say Yalav Yovah Yam Rosh Chodesh and the Birchas HaMazon. Even though there is no chiyuv suda, so what do you mean you kaveh the suda l'shem sudas Rosh Chodesh? But b'di'evit, if you forgot to say yal v'yavah, you don't have to bench over because he boy lo yachol pas. So why do you have to mention yal v'yavah l'chatchila? So pashtus one could say no l'chatchila you got to mention yal v'yavah. Baruch Hashem yom yom, b'chol yom v'yom tein l'meim b'chol yisav shal yom. No, you have to mention the uniqueness of the day. And on Yom Kippur, today's Yom Kippur is a special day. You got to mention yal v'yavah. And the Birchas HaMazon also. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If a person eats on Yom Kippur, has to Yalav Yavah. The Shaila B'di'evet, if you forgot the Haskaras to Sayyam, do you have to bench over or not? So then we say, Mi'ikar Adin, what if you daven Shman Esra and Rosh Chodesh to Minchin, you forgot Yalav Yavah? And then you remind yourself at night, so we discussed at length that Tosis and Chavav and Mebeis, does it make sense that he should make Tashlumen, that he should daven Ma'ariv twice? Because he forgot to say Yalav Yavah by Minchin, so it means he wasn't Yotze Minchin? Oh no, he was Yotze Mincha, just wasn't Yotze Haskaras Kedushas Hayar. So he passed a Mikra Din that you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Why not? The Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is not Likuva in the davening, it's not Likuva in the benching either. So why do you have to bench? So if it's not Likuva in the davening, not Likuva in the benching, so how come you have to bench over on Shabbos and Yontif? So that the Gemara says, no, the benching you were Yotze the first time you said it, even though you didn't say Ritze Yal V'yom. But you weren't Yotze the Suda Shabbos and the Suda Yontif. So, yeah. So we allow you to say the benching a second time, even though it should be a bracha about Tala, he was Yotze the benching. Right? We permit you to repeat the Birchas HaMazon in order to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. If you're still hungry, we'll give you a better rate to eat another meal. And then say Ritze Yalav Yalav after the second meal. But he's probably not hungry after he finished eating. So we permit, even though there's no Birchas Hamazon bin Adova, there's a Tefillah bin Adova. What's Birchas Hamazon? There's no bin Adova. So we allow you to repeat the Birchas Hamazon in order to be kaver the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos, the same Suda Siyanta. So we usually assume that the Lechatchila, the requirement to recite Kedushas Hayom and the Birchas Hamazon is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And even on Yom Kippur also you have to say the Kedushas Hayom. And even on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, it's not because there's a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. No Sudas Rosh Chodesh at all. It's to be masked Kedushas Hayom. It's not because you're going to be Yotzei Suda. And let's say a person ate the whole meal, let's say he had Shal Shudas on Shabbos, he finished eating before the Shkia, and had a long speaker, and now by the time they get to bench, it's already Tzeis HaKachavah. And it's Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So there's a whole issue in Shulchan Aruch whether you should say Ritzei and Yaliyah. So Mishnah Berurah is concerned about those poskim who say that this is a tie to the Sasa. How can they say Ritzei and Yaliyah? We look on a calendar. Ritzei is Shabbos, Yaliyah is Sunday. They can't both be mentioned. And others are not concerned. What's the stira? He ate on Shabbos and he's benching on Rosh Chodesh. So why is it a stira? There is no one date on the calendar that has both, but the meal stretched out. So according to those who are not concerned about the Ritzei with the Yalav Yavai, they don't hold that that's considered a Tar Teres Asri. So why is he saying Yalav Yavai? He's saying Yalav Yavai because he's benching on Rosh Chodesh. Even if he didn't eat anything on Rosh Chodesh, he's still, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you say Yalav Yavai. It's not because it's a Sudas Yom Kippur. There is no Sudas Yom Kippur at all. So Rosh Chodesh also. Whenever you bench on Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavai. You don't even have to have anything to eat. That's Alpi Pashtus. That the requirement lechatchila to mention Kedushas Hayom is because Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and the din that if you forgot to Haskoras Kedushas Hayom, you have to bench over. That's not because you're not yotzei the benching. No, you yotzei the benching the first time. You weren't yotzei the suda. So that's what the Gemara distinguishes. That Shabbos and Yom Tov, you ton suda, so you have to repeat the benching. And Rosh Chodesh, it's not ton suda, so you don't have to repeat the benching. Those achrayim who disagree in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bir Ravon. The other disagree. They say a person eats on Yom Kippur, he doesn't say Yalav Yavai. There's no mitzvah tita suda at all. So they hold that even lechatchila, the mentioning of Kedushas Hayom and the benching and the Birchas Hamazon is not based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Cho Yom Yom Tein Lemechus. That's in davening. In benching, it's only to be kaver the suda, the shame suda Shabbos. So on Yom Kippur, there's nothing to discuss. There is no Sudas Yom Kippur. So what's on Rosh Chodesh? Also nothing to discuss. The answer is no. There is an Indian of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The Chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on a Yerushalmi, that you really should have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik was learning this Gemara with the Balabatim in Maria. So he said over the din that if you forget Yalav Yavai, you don't have to bench over, because you're not mechuyev to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So someone, one of the Balabatim, asked the Kasha, but by the Hasidim, they're makbet to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So he said jokingly, he started to stutter. He used to stutter when he got excited. He started to stutter. So he said, that's exactly the din. Whenever the Hasidim have a meal and then snag them don't. So that's the din. That b'diyavad, if you forgot to say Yalav Yav, you don't have to not joke again. What do you mean the Hasidim make? No, it's in Shulchan Aruch. There's such a thing as Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So apparently, the other Rishonim hold, Yom Kippur, there's no such thing as a Sudas Yom Kippur. Even if the doctor says you're allowed to eat and you have to eat, that's not called the Sudas Yom Kippur. So even Lechatchila, you don't have to mention Yalav Yavai and Yom Kippur, according to the other Achrayim. So why do you have to mention Lechatchila and Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, there is such a thing as Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And Chol HaMoed Lechatchila, there is such a thing. Purim, for sure, there's a Sudas Purim. And even Chanukah. Chanukah is Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. The Rama writes also, it's Yemei Simcha. You're not mechuyev to have a suda the same as Purim, but Zanisa Hesped Betainis. So if you have a suda on Chanukah, it'll be Nitvah, says a suda as Chanukah. So if you say it like that, so let's say the person ate the whole meal on Shabbos, and Matzoy Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, but he didn't eat any bread on Rosh Chodesh. So then it's not a suda as Rosh Chodesh at all. He's just benching on Rosh Chodesh. He didn't eat anything on Rosh Chodesh. Then it doesn't make sense in such case. If you're like the Mishnah Berurah, you can't have a Tata Desasri. But if you'll assume not like the Mishnah Berurah, you're not worried about Tata Desasri. So you wouldn't mention Yalav Yavai because it's not a din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom because you're reciting Birchas Hamazon and Amrish Chodesh. So you got to mention Yalav Yavai. No, you only say Yalav Yavai if you want to be Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's not going to be a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You ate the whole meal on Shabbos, not Amrish Chodesh. So the Gemara's distinction is b'negeta b'diyevet. Lechatchili, you should say Yalav Yovan Rosh Chodesh, because lechatchili you want to be kaber the suda l'shem sudas Rosh Chodesh, and you say Ala Nisim and Chanukah. Also, you want to make it into a sunas Chanukah. But b'di'evad, if you didn't, so then the Gemara says we don't on Shabbos and Yontif, where he's mechuyif to absolutely mechuyif to have a suda. It's not just a recommendation. So we would tell him he should bench over again to be kaber the suda. L'shem suda Shabbos, l'shem suda Yontif. But on Rosh Chodesh, where he boy lo yochel pas, it's a midas chasidus, but he's not absolutely mechuyev to have pas, so we wouldn't allow him to repeat the birchas hamos in order to be kaveh the suda l'shem suda Rosh Chodesh. But the mentioning of yalav yovoy on Rosh Chodesh l'chatchila is because we want to be kaveh the suda. According to those who hold that on Yom Kippur, you don't say yalav yovoy. So why do you say Rosh Chodesh? The answer is you do want to make it into a suda Rosh Chodesh l'chatchila. There is such a midas chasidus. And that's the machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say the person had a meal on Purim. Many people have the Sudas Purim towards the end of the day, and then they bench on Matzoi Purim, and then they say Alanism. So the question is, but it's not Purim anymore. So is that proper to say Alanism? Our person ate on Rosh Chodesh, and he finishes eating before the Shkia, and then he's not going to get to bench till after Rosh Chodesh is all over. One day Rosh Chodesh. So he's going to get to say Birchas Hamazon and after Rosh Chodesh is all over. So does he say Yalav Yavan? Rosh Shabbos, many people eat Shal Shudas right before the Shkia. And then they learn, they hear the Reitor, whatever, and then they don't get the bench to lift and say, so Kocham, do you say Ritzei or not? So the Vilna Gaon throws in a svar. On Shabbos, there's such a concept as Tosefes Shabbos. And maybe it's still, you're extending Shabbos. Yontif, there's Tosefes Yontif. So maybe it makes more sense to say over there. So let's leave out to there. It makes sense to say that if you ate the meal on Shabbos and Yontif, even if you're going to recite the Birchas Hamazon after Tzeisa Kochavim, but you want to still extend, you didn't say Atachan Antona yet, you want to still extend the Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif, so that we understand you go Basa Hascholos Hasuda. But the Shaila is, what about Rosh Chodesh? It doesn't make sense to assume that there's Tosefes on Rosh Chodesh. Masifim Mechoyel Al HaKodesh makes sense when there's an Isam Malocha. Sam Noig, B'Tosefes, by abstaining from Malocha during the extra Zman. What's Shaykh to be Maisim Mechoyel Al HaKodesh on Rosh Chodesh? And on Purim and on Chanukah, there is no Kedusha Sayyom. So Bechlal is not Shaykh. Nothing to discuss. Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh. There is no Kodesh there. So that's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. They quote machlekes. The Rosh and other Rishayim. Yigobas Hatchilas Hasuda Anar. What's the idea? The Rishayim Anar Daf. Amem Tes. The Mordechai and the others. The Rishayim quote the machlekes over here. Yigobas Hatchilas Hasuda. What's the idea of going Bas Hatchilas Hasuda? So that's what it means. The idea behind saying Ritzei, Yalav Yavoy, or whatever, in the benching, Alanisim, and so on, this is to be kaveh the Suda, L'shem Suda Shabbos, and L'shem Suda Siyantiv. So even if I did eating of the whole meal yesterday, before the Shkia, it was Rosh Chodesh was yesterday, or Purim was yesterday, and I'm benching, I'm Atzoi Purim, or I'm benching, I'm Atzoi Rosh Chodesh, but the Suda was a Suda's Purim, the Suda was a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. Even though the reciting of the Birchas Hamazon takes place after the Purim is over, and after the Rosh Chodesh is over, so that's what a half of the Rishonim say, that you go Bas Hatchilas Hasuda. Best is you should avoid the whole thing. Machlokes is the Rishonim, so avoid it. So don't get involved. Don't eat the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, don't eat the Sudas Purim so late. Shabbos also. More correct would be, we should bench by Shal HaShudas before the Shkia. Well, you have to wait till after the Tzeisachom and get involved in a Machlokes and then rely, because the Vilna Gaon said that it will be frat on Shabbos that there's Mosif Mechoel Al HaKodesh. What if we have to get involved? You really should bench before the Shkia. So the Ois Machloik is. But bottom line, if the person ate the meal on Purim or ate the meal on Rosh Chodesh, and he doesn't get the bench till after, so then we pass in Halacha like that. There's Rishonim that you go Bas Hatchilas Hasuda. What's the mocker? So the Rishonim give us a mocker. The Vilna Gaon quotes it, but it's not the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is quoting from the earlier Bali Atosis. They give the mocker from the Ila. That the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. What is the zman of ne'ilah? So one opinion in the Gemara, you can start ne'ilah after Yom Kippur is over. You can start ne'ilah balayla after Yom Kippur is all over. That's why the Gemara, the last stop in Yom is some tanoim are of the opinion that on Matzoy Yom Kippur there's no need for davening ma'ariv because you said ne'ilah. Sure. You said ne'ilah balayla. So what do you have to daven? Another tefillah balayla. Sure. Ne'ilah takes a place. And we don't accept that opinion. we pass in Nila is supposed to be by Yom. So then there's a further machlokes of Rishon. What does that mean? Nila has to be by Yom. Nila, you have to finish. The Chazan has to finish the whole Chazaras Hashat Mibo Yom. Yeah. The Balabatim know that you blow shofar at the end of Nila and everybody runs home to go eat. So that's clearly not the common practice there. In some places, they are medaktik like that. They finish Nila by Yom. And then they wait for an hour. And then they wait till Tzeisat Kohavim. And then they'll blow shofar and they'll admire that. But the common practice is that we assume that Nila has to be offered by Yom means Yigobas Atchilas HaTfilo. If you start Nila by Yom, so that's kaveh that the whole Tfilo is called the Tfilos Yom Kippur. So just like we paskin by Nila, HaTchilas says you should be machmer, possible. But if you have an asik with Balabatim, so you can't do like that. Balabatim, no, when Nila is over, they go and they eat. So we're mekel, we say that you go pasatchilas ha-tfilo to be koveya, the shema tfilo. Nila has to be a tfilo yom kippur, we paskin. One Tana says you can start Nila balayla. So he also does, it's a tfilo matzoy yom kippur. But we paskin, Nila has to be mibo yom. So we paskin, as long as you begin by yom is good enough, even though you completed balayla, so that's what they say. If you have the meal on Shabbos or the meal on Purim around Rosh Chodesh and the benching is recited Amatzoi Purim or Amatzoi Rosh Chodesh, you still say Ritzei or you still say Alanisim or whatever, Yal V'Yavay. Because Tchilas Asudas Kaveh, that this was Asudas Rosh Chodesh, this was Asudas Purim. So one recites Alanisim or Yal V'Yavay because of the fact that it's Asudas Rosh Chodesh. So really it's a machloikas in Rishonim. Are there two mechayvim to recite Haskaras Kedushas Hayoyim? Or is only one? Is the Stol Mechayiv is because there's a Suda Sayoyim. One of you kaveh the Suda, the Shem Sudas, Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Or Yontif, or Shabbos, whatever. Then it comes out that on Yom Kippur, 1 week on Yom Kippur, absolutely doesn't say Yalav Yalav at all. But he's saying, no, there are two Mechayiv. The one Mechayiv is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. When you're benching on a day, that's a special day. So he mentioned the fact that it has something unique to it. Then there's another mechayev because of the suda and the requirement to repeat the benching. But if you forgot to say, you would say Yalvi Yavad, that's because you want to be kaveh the suda, the shame suda Shabbos. See, that's what led Taisus to raise the issue. Maybe suda shlishis, you can be yotze with me, Targima. Taisus is not sure. Because Rav Blazer's opinion, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you're not mechuyif to have 14 sudas. Rav Blazer in the Mishnah in Sukkah is quoted as having said that basukas teshva came to duru, that just like every day of the year you normally have breakfast and supper, bisman ha-tarach, bisman ha-talmud, that was the common practice, that two meals a day. So too, every day of Sukkah, you have to have 2 meals a day in the Sukkah. Teshva came to duru, 2 meals a day. So the Gemara says that 2 meals a day don't have to dafka be passed. On Yom Tov, on Shabbos has to be passed. On Chol HaMoed doesn't have to be passed. You can have many targim. So we don't pass like the whole Rav Blazer. We pass if he doesn't want, if he's not hungry, he doesn't have to eat at all. You don't say Teshvi came to Duru means if he's not interested, he can forego the whole meal. But the Teshvi is being arrived from Rav Blazer. Rav Blazer says you got to have 14 meals, you dalit sudas. And he says many targim is sufficient. So Taisa wants to be mechadish that maybe by Suda Shlishis on Shabbos, maybe Tagim is also good. Maybe it's good, maybe not good. They're not sure. Since you learn that from the 3 times Ichlu Hayom, from the months, so maybe we're mashve, all the 3 meals. So just like the first 2 meals have to be passed, third meal has to be passed, also they're not sure. It's on the tzad that they want to say that Suda Shlishis is sufficient with Mini Tagim. So Taisa wants to say that if the person had pass and he benches and if he gets ritzei, he wouldn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. See, they're assuming I'll be pasha the way we were learning all along, that repeating Birchas HaMazon because he forgot to say ritzei and yala v'yavoy is in order to be kaveh the suda l'shem suda Shabbos l'shem suda Shabbos. So if minit ha-gimah would have been sufficient if you're going to assume like that. So what do you mean to kaveh the suda? Minit ha-gimah you say bar nefashis at the end. You don't have to have a haskaras kedushas hayom to be kaveh l'shem suda Shabbos. Other rishonim say mefurish that's not the pshat. They say no. They hold on Rosh Chodesh. If you daven mincha, you forgot to say yalav yavah, you just not yotzei tefila. Period. You're not yotzei mincha. Tefila lo hispalel at all. So he has to daven tashlumin twice ma'ariv I'm a tzoyi Rosh Chodesh. I is going to accomplish nothing. He already said the Shmona Esrei. I'm mincha Rosh Chodesh. He said the whole nusach. He just forgot Yalla V'Yavam. A tzoyi Rosh Chodesh is not Rosh Chodesh. So what's he going to gain by saying my Yarviach Taisit Hazalosh? What is he going to gain by saying a second Shmona Esrei for Tashlumen, for having missed mincha? But he did daven mincha. He said this nusach. So the other day in Tais holds, no, he wasn't Yotzei Mincha. If you don't mention the Haskaras Kedusha Yoin, you're not Yotzei. So that's what these Rishonim hold. If you have five meals on Shabbos, a long summer day, and a person davened Hashkama Minyan, so he ate on a Friday night, then he ate in the morning, and then when his wife comes home from the second Minyan, he eats a third time, then he eats a fourth time, then he eats a fifth time. So other Rishonim say, even if you eat five times on Shabbos, and you forgot Ritzeh, you got to repeat the Birchas Hamazon each time. Not that you're not Yotze the Suda. They say no. A day on which there is a chiyuv to have Suda, even the fifth Suda, which you're not mechuyev to have, the Chachamim were misakin that the correct nusach of Birchas Hamazon requires Haskaras Kedusha Yom, and if you didn't say it, you're not Yotze the Bench. Just like there, like the other opinion in Tosafot, if you didn't say Yalla V'Yavam, you're not Yotze Mincha, you got a daven Tashlum, and even though Ma Yarviach, what's he going to gain? Nothing. No, but he's going to gain it. He wasn't Yotze Mincha. Without Haskaras Kedusha Yom, you're not Yotze the Davening. So here, by eating meals, they didn't say exactly the same. They didn't say, I'm Rosh Chodesh, if you leave out Yalav Yav, you're not Yotze Bench. No. Since he boy yachal and boy lo yachal, so they only instituted Haskaras Yalav Yav in benching, benegeet te lechatchila, not benegeet te b'dievet. But on Shabbos and Yontif, where you mechuyev to have pas, so there they instituted Haskaras Kedusha Yom leikuvah. So even if you have 10 meals on Shabbos, and you forgot the Ritzei in the 10th meal, even though you don't need this meal, the Shem Suda Shams, you were Yotze with the other 9 meals already. Still, that's what the other Rishonim hold. But that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Sofek of the Ri by the Shalosh Shudas. So that's why we always assume that you are Yotze the benching, just not Yotze the Suda. It's really a machlokes. The machlokes by Yom Kippur is a crucial machlokes, whether lechatchila one eats a meal on Yom Kippur, whether he says Yalla V'Yavai for Yom HaKippurim is a crucial machlokes that sheds light on the whole Gemara. Do you say that the Haskaras Kedusha Yom Lechatchila is based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Just repeating B'dievet, that's because we want you to be Yotze the Suda. So if it's Yom Kippur, you don't need a Suda, Yom Kippur, you wouldn't require that it should ben Shoah. But he's saying no, that even the Haskaras Kedusha Yom Lechatchila is because of the Suda. And if it's Yom Kippur, so you don't even mention Lechatchila. In Rosh Chodesh, you do mention Lechatchila because you want to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda as Rosh Chodesh. You label it. How then are you going to be Kaveh? By singing Zmiris. Zmiris, just a minute. Yeah, you sandwich in the meal between the Leil Shabbos in the morning. Sandwich in the middle between the Kiddush in the beginning and the Haskar Tzus Hayam at the end. So that's labeling the whole meal. That was sandwiched in between the two as a Suda Shamit.
So if you forgot to make Kiddush at night, and then you ate, and then you benched, and then you remembered that it was Shabbos,
yeah.
So you made Kiddush, and
the
Tamar
Shalom.
No,
the Rashbam there in Arabic Psochim has two opinions. If the fella ate, he didn't say Kiddush in the beginning, so one opinion is he'll say Kiddush at the end. So that'll be Kaveh the Suda.
Even
after he benches.
But he didn't bench with Ritzeh. So you said the Kiddush Sayom is the Kiddush Suda Sayom is defined as being sandwiched between Kiddush and the benching.
Look, I'd be sandwiched in between. So sometimes people eat everything on the top of the sandwich. Okay. So you can have the Ritzeh with the Kiddush both at the end of the meal. Okay. Different kind of sandwich.
Okay.
The Rashbam has two opinions about that. If the person was eating from before and he didn't say Kiddush, so does he say Kiddush, then he has to eat another meal after that? No. He said Kiddush at the end of the meal after the benching. So that's also Kaveh the meal, the Shem Suda Shabbos. Then we had an Amud Aleph. A surprising dinner. If a person forgot to say Ritzei, a person forgot to say Rapune, comes up at this Chiddush. Rab Zeir is sitting there and Rapune is saying over, who is it? Rab Gidl is saying over. Forgot to say Ritzei, forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and you didn't start at Tavai Meitiv yet, so you say a whole new bracha. So Rab Zeir says, who says? So he says, Rapune said so. Okay, Rapune said so. I'll leave it like that. What do you say? He says, Rab said it. Mi Amara, Rab. Okay, Rab said it. The name of Rab. So the Gemara has a Nusach HaBaruch. Baruch Shenasun Shabbos is L'menuch Alam Yisrael. Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Here the Rishonim have a Machlokes, whether you say Shem or Malchus or not. Whether you say Shem Hashem. The Pashto says, of course you say Shem Hashem. How can you say you don't say? You say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenasun Shabbos is L'menuch Alam Yisrael. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, like any Baruch HaRucho, it has a Psich and it has a Chasimah. So the Rishonim quote the Ravid later, the Ravid on the bottom of the riff in Perek HaRoya, the last Perek, the Gemara there has all kinds of different brachas. So the Ravid thinks that all of those brachas are recited with that Shem HaMalchus, and he makes a comment on this Gemara is also recited with that Shem HaMalchus. It's very pelodic. That's not the accepted opinion. Then the Rabbeinu Yoina has an odd comment over here that no one understands what he says. He says, of course you say, Baruch HaTor Hashem HaKeru Melech HaOlam. And then he says, when you do the chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkein Melech Ha'olam, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why should you say Elkein Melech Ha'olam? When you have Hashem Yotzer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rafei Kol Bos Mafi, you say, don't say Hashem Elkein Melech Ha'olam, you say at the chasima, but Baruch Arucha, you don't say Malchus. You treat it as one long Malchus, you said Malchus in the beginning. So Peledik Rabbeinu Yoina. They all point out, very strange. Why should he change it from every other Baruch Arucha? Baruch Arucha and the chasima, you don't mention Malchus. So the Gemara Nomad Aleph quotes the surprising Nuschois. It's Rab said so, Rav Huna said Rav in the name of Rab. So the Gemara has it for Shabbos and for Yontif and for Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rav Huna says. Then you come to Amid Beis. So Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. If the eight lines from the top, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says, oh, in the name of Shmuel. If you forgot this mention, Yalvi Yovan Nishman Esri, you have to repeat it, except for Mayrib, because they Makach and Sachodesh Balaylo, and Rosh Chodesh. But if you forgot to say Yalvi Yovan, Shachris and Mincha, you have to repeat Nishman Esri. Mashani came by Bichas Hamazen, Eimach Zirim also. So how does this jive with what we had on Amud Aleph? On Amud Aleph, we had that if the person forgot to say Yalvi Yovan, the Bichas Hamazen, so if he started, Hatoiva Meitiv, you don't go back, but if he didn't start at Tavamaitiv, then you do say the Baruch Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh Alam Yisrael the Zikoro. So is there a contradiction or not? So the Rif doesn't assume that there's any contradiction. Shulchan Aruch, we assume there's no contradiction. They quote all the Nuschos from Amud Aleph, from Rav Huna, then they quote Rav Nachman from Amud Beis. So the Baal HaMor attacks the Rif. How does the Rif? How does the Rif quote Rav Huna from Amud Aleph and Rav Nachman from Amud Beis? They're clearly in disagreement with each other. According to Rav Nachman, that for the Yevid, one who forgot the Alav Yovan benching doesn't have to repeat the benching. So once you finished, so far found. So you forgot to say Alav Yovan. So why should you say a nusach over there? So that's what all of Rishonim, the Raven on the bottom of the page is Masig on the Baal HaMor, and the Ramban is Masig on the Baal HaMor. Shulchan Aruch, we accept like the Rif. There's no contradiction. The din that you don't have to be choiza means if you didn't start at Toiv Ameit, if you say this bracha, if you started at Toiv Ameit, then you're not choiza. But this is not called chazara. Chazara means to repeat a bracha that you already said from before. You're not repeating any bracha. This is a new bracha that the chachamim were misakin. If you didn't say Yalav Yovah Bimkom HaNachon, so then you can squeeze it in if you didn't start at Toiv Ameit yet. They don't understand what exactly why the Baal HaMor thought that there's a contradiction over here. Baal HaMor says you can't paskin like both Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. They disagree with each other. So since the maskana la'aloch is like Rav Nachman, the tov alahiskel shavish chodesh bebichas hamaz name azir moso. So you cross out the whole nusach from Amud Aleph by Rosh Chodesh. You only leave the nusach for Shabbos and Yontif, but the nusach for Rosh Chodesh you don't say. That's called mazir moso. So we don't accept that Baal HaMor. Then Tosis points out, what if it's a double header? What if it's Yontav Shecholi is B'Shabbos? And if you got both Yalav Yovel and Ritzei? So Tosis says, you don't have to say two separate brachas, one for Ritzei, one for Yalav Yovel. You improvise a little bit. You combine them both together. They're both Nischois and Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, V'Hazman, sure. You make a chasibi, you put everything all together. The Pashtus like that. Yeah, what if the person forgot to say Ritzei, forgot to say Yalav Yovoi, and he started at Toiv Ameitiv? So then the Gemara says, Falfal. Farfa. In such a case, he can no longer say this. Baruch Shanasan Shabbos Islam Yisrael Menucha Lios Vilebris. It's too late. So then the Gemara says, Aloshen Chayza Lerosh. What exactly does it mean, Chayza Lerosh? The Omer Rab Sheila, Omer Rab Toh Chayza Lerosh. If you've got to say Shabbos and Yontif, it's Toh Chayza Lerosh. Gemara says, if loy pasach batay v'ameit, and then he says, Baruch Shanasun Shabbos Islam Yisrael. But the pasach batay v'ameit, the Chayza Lerosh. How do you translate Chayza Lerosh? So the Pasha Pshat is he's in the middle of Hatoiva Meitiv, and he realizes that if he got Ritzeh and Yalav Yom, it's a Chayza Lerosh. He goes back to the beginning of the whole Bichas Hamas, and Anasana Salam Kula Batuva. Got to start from the beginning. That's how Rashi and the Rambam write. And the Raivit is Masig on the side of the Rambam. And he says, no, just like if a person forgot Yalav Yom in the Shmona Esrei, he should have said Yalav Yom before Hamasa Shchinos Alitzion. So he didn't. And he already finished Sim Shalom, and he's in the middle of Elokai Nitzol Hashem, in the middle of saying Tachnun Amachat Tvilosoi. So the Gemara says earlier, Kolzman, Shalo Oka Raglo, Kolzman, that he's still in the middle of the Tachnun Amachat Tvilosoi. So he's not Chayza L'Roish, all the way to the beginning of the Birchas Ham, to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. He just has to go back, Chayza, to the beginning of Ritzei. He'll say Ritzei, Bam Chisol B'Tvilos, then he'll say Yalav Yavoi, where it belongs for the Rosh Chodesh. So here also, the Raivit Tain is, if one is reciting Atoiv HaMeitiv, sure, we pass on Atoiv HaMeitiv Lav Derais. Not an intrinsic part of the Birchas HaMazon, but it's like Tachnunim, Achav Birchas HaMazon, and we say HaRachman's also. So the Pashtas, the Raivit will probably say the same even if you finished already, Liolam Al Yichasrein, but you're still saying HaRachman's. So the Raivit holds that there's a concept of Tachnunim Acha Birchas HaMazon, just like there's a concept of Tachnunim Acha Tvilosai. So he's masig on the side of the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes these dinim in the beginning of Hilchas Brochas. What does it say? The end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Brochas, the Rambam quotes these dinim. So he says, whoever started Atav HaMeitav already, and he forgot to say Ritzei Yalviyam, has to go back to the beginning of the whole bench. So the Raivit is masig, and the Rashba and the Dap quotes the Raivit, and he thinks it's Gevaldik. The Raivit is Masig, he thinks no. Since he's still saying Tachnunim Acha Birchas HaMazon, so he only has to go back till Rachimno, Al Yisrael HaMechel, Malchus Bezdovin Mishichecho, and then you say Ritzei or Yalav Yovo in the middle of Rachimno, and then you go weiter till Yed. What is the Shitas HaRambam? The Pashtus is the Shitas HaRambam, that the whole concept of Tachnunim Acha Tvilosoi only applies by tefillah, where the person al pidin is in the status of Oymed lefnei Amelach, Oymed lefnei Hashem. So then, Kol Zman Shelo Yoka Ragla, but still saying Tachnunim, that's still nitfas as a chelek of the Shmona Esrei. But by Birchas HaMazon, when he starts Atei V'Ameitiv, he's finished with the bench. There is no concept of Oymed lefnei Amelach by the bench. The Pashtus is that it's only by the Shmona Esrei. It doesn't apply to Birchas HaMazon. It's a special din in Shmona Esrei. But the Rashba quotes the Rav, and he likes the Rav. He thinks that it is correct. Then we had an opening Mishnah. The Perek is at that bench in Mizumin. The Perek also has to cover the din of Birchas HaMazon, period. But it starts off about Shlosh Shachal Kachas Chayav Melezame. So it says, Hashem Shachal Kezayis is mitzaref to the Zimun. That's the Loshan Amish. Hashem Shachal Kezayis is mitzaref to the Zimun. My Kamash Malon. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malon. One might have thought, the Shamus is running in and out, the waiters, I would have thought he's not mitzaref. So Kamash Malon, no. Sham Shachal Kezayis is mitzaref to the Zimun. Sham Shachal Pachas bin Kezayis, not mitzaref to the Zimun. Okay. Then it says, Al Kama Mezamanim, the last line in the Mishnah. How much food do you have to eat in order to be mitzaref to the Zimun? All of a sudden it becomes a machloike satanoim, whether Kezayis or Kebetz. You just said, Hashem Shachal Kezayis is mitzaref to the Zimun. I mean, we paskin like that. Machloike is Ramer, Abuda, whether Kezayis or Kebetz. So we paskin that it's Kezayis. So that's one way to read the Mishnah. That's how Tosfos read the Mishnah. Tosfos reads the Tosfos on Memtes on the base, the little Tosfos. Akama Mezamnim, So Tesis says the machloikis hatanoim in the Mishnah is not only about mezumin, who adin bichas hamazon b'loy mezumin. It's also machloikis, as the Gemara is going to continue to explain. V'achalta v'savata, v'achalta means kazayis, v'savata means shtia, or v'achalta v'savata means kibetzo. So it's a machloikis hatanoim, not about mezumin. The machloikis hamera beauty is really a machloikis on bichas hamazon. How much they have to eat in order to be mechuyif to bench. However much you have to eat in order to be mechuyif to bench, then you'll be mitztarif to zima. That's how Tosis reads it. So the Mishnah already is giving you the Psak Halach before you even quote the Machlekes. The last line of the Mishnah quotes Machlekes Amei Rav Yudah Akama Mezamne Mat Kezayis Ad Kibetz. So the Mishnah already gave away the Psak Hashem Shochal Kezayis. And that's what Tosis says. The Gemara has two girsis. Which way does Rav Yudah say? Which way does Rav Meir say? Is Rav Yudah the one who says Kezayis, or Rav Meir is the one who says Kezayis? So Taisa says, well, in Erevin Daf Memvav, we have the list, Memvav on the base, and Memzayin Amalek. Gemara has a whole list. Whenever there's a machlokes Tanoim and Amaroim, how do you paskin? Rameh Rab Yudah Allah Kirab Yudah. And this Tana, and that Tana, this Amar, and that Amar, a whole long list keeps on going on and on and on. So Taisa said, if the Girsa in the Mishnah, if the correct Girsa in the Mishnah is that Rab Yudah says Kazayas, and then we're going to invoke the rule, Rameh Rab Yudah Allah Kirab Yudah. What do you do if you're going to have the Girs of Fakir, the way it says in the Mishnah? The Gemara has Rav Yechonah says, Machlevis Ashita. You have to reverse the Shitas here. And Abayom Leolam Lo Teifach. So Tosis writes, if you reverse the Shitas, then they're going to invoke the rule, Rameh Rav Yudah Lach Kabuda. And if you're going to leave the Girs the way it is, it should be Rameh Rav Yudah Lach Kabuda, should be Ad Kebetza. So they say, no, we're going to pass like Rav Meir. Why? Because the Mishnah already said that the Shir is Kazayis, Hashem Shachal Kazayis. Mishnah already told us that that's the din. That's the way Tosis reads over here. The Bnei Yeshua points out that if you look in the Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't sound like he learns like that. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, Mem Heim and Aleph, Ad Kama Mezamnim, Kama Yochal Imoim B'Yischai V'Imoim B'Zimun, V'Nafkemina Lohotzio Midechai Vosom. What do you mean nafkemina lo hatzim dechavot? Nafkemina if you mitzurif to the zimun or not? So Rashi seems to have understood. No, to be mitzurif to the zimun, that's a Hashem shochel kazayis is mitzurif to the zimun. So that is no machleks ameir Rav Yudah. The Gemara said if you eat an aloh shel yerek, you mitzurif to the zimun of ten. Is after the Zimun of three with two opinions and Taisus. We're Mekel. Halacha Lamaisa, we're Mekel, like the Yerushalmi. So it can't be. Rashi learns it can't be that the Machloikis Satanaim is, can you be Mitzarf the person to Zimun if you only had a Kazayis? Of course he's Mitzarf. It's said so in an earlier line in the Mishnah. Now, if Kamina, the Machloikis Satanaim is, can he bench Mizumun to be Mitzi the others? And Gansa not like Tosis. And Gansa not like Tosis. Tosis says that it's the machlekes Satanaim is how much they have to eat in order to be mechuyif to bench. Rashi seems to read the Mishnah that to bench they all agree the shir is kazayis. The question is to be motzi acher medechay vosom. So what is that shaila? To be motzi acher medechay vosom. How much you have to eat? That's a shaila deraisa, shaila derabanan. What exactly is the shaila? So that's what the Gemara deals with on Mem Tes on the base. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. In this Mishnah, there's a Machlekes Amei Rav Yudah. What's the shear for benching Mezumin? The Amei says the shear is Kezayis, and Rav Yudah says the shear is Kebetza. The Gemara asks, doesn't this contradict their sheet of Ipcha Shamin Aluhu? There's a Mishnah in Psochem. What's the Mishnah in Psochem talking about? So there are two. Zeb is Zeb Kebetz or Zeb is Zeb Kezayis. Machlekes Amei Rav Yudah. What Zeb is Zeb? So the two parts to the Mishnah there. Psochem Mem Tesam and Aleph. So the first half of the Mishnah goes like this. A man has chametz in his house. He has a box of Wheaties. And it's Erev Pesach. So min ha-Torah bebitol bi-amasak. He can be mevatel chametz and leave the house all stuck with the food. Midrabbanan, they said you shouldn't. It's not right to rely on the beetle. Shema, maybe in the middle of Pesach, he'll find his box of Wheaties and he'll forget that it's Pesach and start eating some chametz. So midrabbanan, you have to dispose of the chametz. And the Mishnah has a discussion. The fellow is on his way riding to visit by his in-laws, or going to a shevet brachas, whatever. He's going somewhere. He's going to Beis Hamikdash to bring the korban Pesach, whatever. He's driving on his way in Erev Pesach in the morning, and then he's already halfway there. Then he realized that, hey, he left comments behind and he didn't dispose of it. So he has a brewery either to drive all the way back. He's going to drive all the way back to dispose of the chametz, then he's going to lose his opportunity of going to visit by the in-laws, by Pesach, the whole, going to the hotel. Wherever he's going to go, he's going to lose out. So, should he drive back and fulfill a din derabbanan, not to rely on the bitul chametz? Or should you say, no, it's a shas adchab? So, rely on the din deraisim, and atar bitul bi'al masagi, let him be mevatel chametz, let him have a good time. So the Mishnah has a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. How much chametz are we talking about? Are we talking about kezayis? Are we talking about kibetzah? And then the Mishnah says, and what's taked adin? If you have this minimum amount of chametz, what's taked adin? Do you say it's a shas hadchak? You rely on the din deraisa. So then the Mishnah says it depends. If he's going with dvar mitzvah, then he can revert back to rely on the din deraisa. If he's going with dvar ashus, then not. So that's why there in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara has a whole long discussion what constitutes a Surah's mitzvah and what constitutes a Surah's Roshus. Tom is going to have a good time to visit by his in-law, so that's not a Surah's mitzvah. But if he's going for a Surah's Eris and for a Surah's Nisuin or for something, so the Gemara has the whole discussion, and that's where the whole discussion in the Achrayim is, the Magen Avraham with the Prima Gadim, have long discussions, an engagement party, an Avart, and a this and a that, what's considered a Surah's mitzvah, bris. Then, what constitutes a Surah's mitzvah? So where do they have Surah's Ayin Shana? When a person reaches the age of 70, say, throw a party. So the Prima Gadim quotes from the Chavis Yoyed that you say Shachyanu, and that's a Surah's mitzvah. So the whole discussion is over there in Hilchas Erev Pesach. Why? Because that's where the Gemara has the discussion. If he's going with Dvar Mitzvah, then we allow him to rely on the Din Daraisa, to rely on Bitul. If he's going with Dvar Shus, then we insist he has to go back and actually destroy the chametz.
Why should there be a difference between the kezayis and the beitza? The kezayis maybe you go back and you find to eat. Masha was asking, how is that? How does that make the difference?
Yeah. So the whole topic is a topic de rabbanon. So the Gemara says that the last two lines right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's a machloek. Is how did the chachamim set up this chumer mid the rabbanon? Should you say, since the shiurim and kolat harkul akazais are here, ki isuroi, chazarasa ki isuroi, ma isuroi bekazais, the isurim and kolat harkul is always kazais are here too. Chazarasa bekazais. Or should I say, you're right, chatzishir is awesome and atara, but they weren't machmer. I don't know why. So one Tana says, mitzara svara ki isuroi should be kazais. The other Tana says, no, just like by oichlim, Tmeim, Amitami Acherim, it's only if you have a kibetza. Mikol Hoichal Asheyachel, Mikol Mashka Asheyishas, B'chol Kli Yitma. So the Gemara has a drush, Mikol Hoichal Asheyachel, Echol Sheyachti Yochel Yochlo B'vasachas. And the Beis Havli can only swallow a kezayis, a kibetza at one time. So that's how the Tanoim figured out from the Pasuk, that Oichlim Tmeim are only Mitami Acherim, only Mitami Mashkim. If the Oichlim touch something else, if the Oichel is Tameh and it has a Kibetza, if it has less than a Kibetza, then it's not Metameh Achem. That's a further Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What about Tumas Atzmon? So the Gemara says in many places that Oichel Pachas Mikibetza is Mekabel Tumah. Just that even though it's Mekabel Tumah, it's not Metameh Achem, doesn't transmit the Tumah to others. So Rashi holds that that's Menatora. The Kabel Tumas Atzmon is Menatora. The Tameh, even less than a Kibetza. The Tameh Achem, you need a Kibetza. And Tosfos Bekama Mekaymas disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos Shita is that Oichel, in order to be Mekabel Tuma, needs a Kibetza. And Pachas Mikibetza Oichel is Mekabel Tuma, but it's only Midrabbanan. But even Midrabbanan, they never went so far to be Machman that it should be Mitami Achir. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that we have some, most of the time, the Dinim, Rov Dini HaTorah, Akazayis. We had the Gemara before on the Pasuk, Eretz Chita, Sarah Gevin, Tein Avarim, and Eretz Eishem, and Edvosh. The Gemara says, Eretz, Rov Shireho, Kizaisin. Most of the Shurim. On the top of Mem Aleph, from the base. So the Gemara says, Eretz, Kol Shireho, Kizaisin. Kol Shireho, Salka, Dai, Tarika, Hanach, Ne'amar, Ele Rov Shireho, Kizaisin. Most of the Shurim are Kizais. That's what one time it says, that this Din the Rabbanon, they set up Ki Yisurai, Kachazarosa, just like Roivi Suri Hatar, depend on Kazayas. So this din midirabbanan, this is clearly a din midirabbanan. Set it up that it depends on the other one. Says no, once in a long while you have a din, namely tuma soich l'melatami acherim, according to Tosfos, even the kabel tuma satzma on the level of the rice has to have dafke kabeitza, based on the pasuk mikol loichal asher yochal loichal shati yochal loichal bevasachas. How much can you swallow at one time? So the maximum you can swallow one time is kabeitza. So the other Tana says that this din of chazara that they require of the person, he shouldn't rely on the bitul chametz. If he's going l'dvar hoshus, he should go back and be mevay the chametz. They instituted a pattern after called the tikkun habanim came the rice tikkun, which came the rice. So one Tana says rob shirei kazaisim, most of the shurim are kazais, so they pattern after kazais. The other Tana says no, they pattern it after the din of kibetz. Sometimes oichal asheri yochel. Sometimes the din is that you need kibetz. So we're talking about a din de rabbanon. What's the kain de rice of tikkun? We have a din de rice of kazais. We have a din de rice of kibetz. So we're talking about a din de rabbanon. Which din de rabbanon? So the two halves of the mishnah in mem tesam and alfim. So first half of the mishnah is a din de rabbanon that menatar bebitul be al masagim. And the rabbanon, we don't permit you to rely on bitul. You have to destroy the chametz mamish. Shema yimtza gluske yofa, and he'll forget and he'll eat it on Pesach. So that's the machleke satanaim. Which came there? I said tikkun. Did they pattern after? Did they pattern after the shear kazayis? Did they pattern after the shear of kibetza? Then the second half of the mishnah is also up to pashtus adin de rabbanon. What's the din de rabbanon? So that's a machleke Rashi and Tosfos there on the daf and psachim daf mem tes. So Rashi is difficult there. Rashi writes as if the second half of the mishnah is a din de raisa. What is the din is bakodesh ba'esh tisarif. Let's say you have kachi kachim that became nifsal. So the mitzvah is that you have to burn it in the azara. Let's say the parim hanisrafim, misirim hanisrafim, in the beginning of a zeh mekayman. Sometimes you bring karbonis to the Beis HaMikdosh, so sometimes the kohanim have to eat it, and sometimes even the Yisraelim can eat it, and sometimes no one's allowed to eat it. Sometimes no one's allowed to eat it. Let's say you have korban oilo. No one eats it. So the korban oilo, you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. Okay, kula kolo. Sometimes you have chatos hapnimios, the parim manasorim, misirim manasorim, chatos hapnimios. A chatos is supposed to be nachelos, not like an oilo that's kula kolo. So the chatos hapnimios, it's not that you burn the whole thing, but you don't burn it on the mizbeach. Since it's nisraf kimitzvasoi, so you have to burn it chutz l'sholosh machnas. And if the kachi kachim became nifsal, if it's nifsal belina or it's nitma or pigol or something, then it's bakodesh ba'esh tisarif. Then it's a mitzvah dafke to burn it in the azor. So the Gemara has a drashim sochim that not only does that then apply bakodesh ba'esh tisarif, not only does it apply to kachi kachim shenifsalu, it's mishnayis like that. When you're burning it kimitzvah so the parmanasram seir myself, you burn a chutz l'sholosh machnas. When you burn in shalokim mitzvah, so then you have to burn the dafki in the azor. We're not talking you burning a korban oil, a kula kol, you burn the whole thing on a mizbeach. We're talking it's nipsal, shalokim mitzvah, so then you burn it bo azara on the floor. And if you're burning it kim mitzvah, so then you burn a chutz l'sholosh matnah. So the Gemara in Psochim on Daf Chavdalen, I think, the Gemara in Psochim has a drasha, and not only does that then apply Bakodesh Baish Tisarev to the Psule Hamugdoshim, all the Karbonis Kachi Kachim that became Nifsa, even if you have a Murim of Kachim Kalim, the din is also the same. Because the Murim of the Kachim Kalim have the same status as Kachi Kachim. That's Mishnah is like that. It's Kula Lagavoya. Limit al chatash is sar from osa bakodesh vani al zubulvad. How do you know psuli kachi kachim? How do you know all psuli kachi kachim? And how do you know emure kachim kalim? Because emure kachim kalim also have the status of kachi kachim. The din is that kachi kachim have a zman and a makom. All karbonis have a zman and a makom. So usually the zman of kachi kachim is yom v'layla at chatzos, and the zman of kachim kalim is shnei yom v'layla echad. The zman of emurei kachim kalim is yom v'laylo ad chatzos. If you leave it over till the morning, it'll become nifsal belina, because the emurim of kachim kalim is dinam kachi kachim. Or every korban has a mokam. So the mokam of kachi kachim is the azor. If you take it, chutz l'azor becomes nifsal b'yotze. The mokam of kachim kalim is Yerushalayim. If you take the kachim kalim chutz l'Yerushalayim, it's nifsal b'yotze. It doesn't help if you bring it back in. What is the mokam of the emurei kachim kalim? A Muri Kachim Kalam has the status of Kachim Kachim. So the Mishnah says in Me'ilah, if you take a Muri Kachim Kalam Chutz Lazara, it's Nipsal B'Yotze, it doesn't help if you bring it back into the Azara. You can't burn it on the Mizbech anymore. So that's what the Braisa has on Chav Davar of an Alfim Stochim. The Pasuk is Marba, all Psule Kachim Kachim, they have to be Nisraf, it's Nisraf Shalokim, it's was burnt in the Azara, as well as Emure Kachim Kalam, Inayin, Tamlan, Abakodesh, Beish, Tisarev, all kachim kachim. But what if it's a kachim kalim that became nifsal balino or nifsal b'yotze? You have a kachim shlomim that became not the emuri kachim kalim, the kachim kalim itself. So the pashtus says that there is no din d'oraisa that you have to burn it b'mokoim hechsher achilasa. There is no din. By kachim kachim there's such a din, since kachim kachim should have been eaten l'zichri kuna in the azara. So if they become nifsal, you're supposed to burn it in the azara. So mid the Rabbanim there's a din. Kachim Kalim is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if it became Nifsal B'yotze, Nifsal Belina or something, or Nifsal B'tumah, so when you burn it, you should burn it in Yerushalayim. But that din is only mid the Rabbanim. That's not a din in Atar. So that's what Tosis points out on this Mishnah, Mem Tes Amar Aleph, this Machlekes HaTanoim. If the fellow is driving home, he lives in Kiryat Shmona, wherever, very far away from Yerushalayim. He's driving home. Then he realizes, hey, he has some Psule Kachim Kalim with him, and he forgot to burn it. So do we require that he has to go all the way back to Yerushalayim and burn it there? Or do you say, no, let him burn it where he is now? What do you have to be matriach? And if it's a real din deraisa, so let's say a guy didn't like tefillin. He realized he didn't like tefillin today. He left Yerushalayim. So of course you have to go stand on your head and go make yourself crazy to go like Tvillin. What are you going to say? Well, we'll like Tvillin tomorrow. We assume you have to like Tvillin every day. If you didn't daven today, so what's it going to do? Forget about it. So over here also, if you're dealing with the real din, you're dealing with the real din there, I said that you have to burn kachim kalim, sulim, in the same mokam as achilosam. If it were a real din there, I said, how does the shach to have any coolest that if he's so far away, then we're nekel? And Mavat Sofim, if he's so far away from Yerushalayim, he can't even see Yerushalayim anymore, then we say, forget it. He's not mechuyev to waste another 5 hours to go back. If Lo Yavat Sofim, then we require. Why do you give him such a shiur? So Tosfos says, obviously, the whole din is only a din min d'rabbanan. The din min haTorah and daf chav dalet min aleph only applies. But Mokam achilasas reifas, that's only by kachim kachim, not by kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, the whole din in the first place is only min d'rabbanan. Now that din min d'rabbanan, that's where the Tanaim have the machlokes over here. Im lo yavat tzofim, if he didn't pass tzofim, but how much of a volume of psuli kachim kalim does he have? Does he have to have a kazais? Does he have to have a kebetzah? So that's the machlokes of Meir Reb Yudah. So there, the whole topic that you're dealing with is the reisha and the seif. They're both dealing with the din d'rabbanan. The reisha dealing with the din d'rabbanan, not to rely on bitul bi'almam, and atar it's enough bitul bi'almam. The rabbanan, they insist you have to destroy the chametz. You have to do actual beer chametz. And the sefer, you're talking about going back to Yerushalayim to burn the psule kachim kalim in mokam achilosa. The whole din is only mid the rabbanan to begin with. So they made a din mid the rabbanan, and they said, you got to go back. So then there's a machlekes hatanayim, what's the shir? Called the tikkun, rabbanan came there, I said, tikkun, said that they chap on this shir. Rob din haTorah kezayis, but when you get to some dinim oichlim, oichla sheyochel is a kibetza to be metami acherim, and according to Tosfos even tumas atzmo is only deraisa if it has a kibetz. So that's the machlekes of Meir Reb Yudah. So the Gemara first thought that it's the same machlekes over here, same machlekes of Meir Reb Yudah over here, and there's something wrong, that there's a contradiction. How come Rab Meir says and our Mishnah kezayis, and there Rab Meir is the one who says kibetza? And over here, Rab Yudah is the one who says kibetz, and there Rab Yudah says kezayis. Isn't there something fishy? So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, mechlebes hashita. It's a misprint by us. Well, what's the misprint? What do they think the tzushtel was? So Tosfos says, it's a dead giveaway. They thought that to bench min haTorah, Tosfos learns the shaila whether you're mitzdarif at kama mizamnim, is not just a shaila for mizumin. It's a shaila for the chiyah biches hamozen, the tiny little Tosfos at kama mizamnim. And then Tosfos explained in the longer Tosfos, Rab Meir Sofer, the whole topic over here that we're discussing is only the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, you're only mechuyev to bench if you ate kidei sviya. If you had less than kidei sviya, you're not mechuyev to bench at all. So the machlekes hatanoim is called the tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa tikkun. So what did they pattern it after? Did they pattern the din the Rabbanan that less than Kedei Svi, you have to bench Midrabban. They pattern it after Rav Din HaTorah Kazai, so they pattern it after Tumas Echlim, where it's Kibbeit. So Taisus says that's the whole thrust of the Gemara. That the topic that you're dealing with is a topic Derabban. That's at least from the beginning like that. The Gemara says, Lemeimer, the Rav Meir, Choshev like Kazai, Rabbi Kibbeit, Savitcha Shamin Alei Disnan, doesn't contradict the Mishnah in Psochem, where they're arguing called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun. Which Shir Deraisa should you apply to this topic, the Rabbanan? So the Gemara in the beginning is assuming that our Mishnah is also Machlekes on a level of the Rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yechanan says, Machlekes Hachiti, he says, you're right. It's Machlekes on a level of the Rabbanan, and he thinks that you have to change the gears. Now comes the Shaila, Abaye Omar, once you get to Abaye, and Abaye says, there's no need to reverse the gears. Yolam Latefa, Chocha Bikroi Pligi, here it's a Machlekes, how to read the Psukim. So now enters the Machlekes HaRishonim, how do you read this line? Chocha Bikroi Pligi, he says, they're not talking over here, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun. They're the Mishnah in Psochem and Daf Mem Tes, Hasan Besvar Pligi Rameh, Sabach HaZorasi Kitu Masai, Rabbidah Sabach HaZorasi Ki Sura, yeah. The Mishnah in Psochem is a Machlekes, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun, which Din Deraisa, the pattern after Din A, Din B, the pattern after the Din Rov Shiuri Atorah Kazai, so the pattern after Tumas Echim, which is Gebetza, that's a Machlekes on the level of the Rabbanan. But in our Mishnah, the Machlekes on the level of the Raisa, but like Korab Zolze, has no Shaychas with each other. That's the Pashab Shat in the Gemara. And that's how we had some Rishonim said on the Maisa with Yanai HaMelech, that we discussed on Mem Chesem and Aleph, so they quoted the Rabbein Tam from the Sefer Yoshev. He says the Machlekes, Rabbein Rabbi Yudah, is a Machlekes on a level of the Raisa. And the Gemara before, either Gemara seems to contradict. The Gemara says on Daf Chof Amid Beis that the Rebbe Shlom only said you have to recite Birchsam Mazon if you ate Kedei Sviya. Behei Medak Dikimal Atzmam, and they are Machmerat Kizayis Ad Kebeitzos. It doesn't say it's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbi Natan said no. He learned Behei Medak Dikimal Atzmam. He said they darshan the psukim in such a way that they came up with a din deraisa. That's how the Rabbi Natan said. He doesn't even see that it's a stira between the two Gemaras. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a stira. The Rashba and other Rishonim say, no, it's a stira. That Gemara Daf Chof Amid Beis assumes that Kazais and Kibbeitz is only the Rabbanan. Then we had the Galia Masech to held that it's even a lower level of the Rabbanan. Hey, Medakti Kemal Atzmam, it's a lower the Rabbanan. It's not even like a normal the Rabbanan. It's like a Chumra the Rabbanan. And Agimar Abaye holds that it's a Din Derais. So that's the Machloikis Harimid. Rabbi Yechanan, the Tchilas HaSugi with Rabbi Yechanan are clearly assuming that the Machloikis Ameir, Rabbi Yudin and our Mishnah is a Machloikis on the level of the Rabbanan. On the level of the Rais, you have to have Kedei Sviyah. On a level of the Rabbanon, so they pattern after called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kain Deraisa Tikkun. So which one of the Dinim Deraisa did they pattern after? So the same Machlekes they have over there in Psachim is L'shitosim over here, and you have the same Machlekes Hashita. But then when you get to Abai, then there's a Machlekes. When Abai says, Hacha Bikroi Pligi, does he really mean that they are Machlekes on a level of Deraisa? And he's either in disagreement with Rav Avira and Daf Chofa Mebeis, or you have to reinterpret Rav Avira's meaning that it's a Din Deraisa? Or should you say no? Everything is this is an asmachta of the Rabbanan. Tosis has a very strange lashon. So one of the arguments that Tosis presents in the Tosis on Mem Tes on the base of Meir Sova. So they quote the Gemara Daf Chof from the base. The Gemara said, "Beferish ehem adakti kimal atzmam at kezayis at kebetz it's only midi rabbanon." But oh, Tosis argues, it's four lines below Daf Chof from the base in the table. Oh, ikezayis o kebetz habidi araisa. If you're going to learn that our Gemara is a machlokes on a level of the araisa, how much like the Rabbein Tam? For Tosis, eiz a shiur the rabbanon. There has to be a shiur midi rabbanon. Why does it have to be a shiur midi rabbanon? The rabbis never left any din deraisa the way it was. They changed every single din deraisa. They were machman everything. They never left that. I'm sure we can find somewhere a din deraisa that they just didn't check it. They just left alone a din deraisa. What kind of an argument is that? Very strange. If this is deraisa, so what did they introduce in the rabban? Is a shiur the rabban? There's no shiur the rabban. Who says there has to be a shiur the rabban? I don't know. I thought that was a strange argument that Tosis has.
Rabbi, why in general are we not worried about bringing Kashim Shenitma back into the Azara? Especially on the level of Dirabana, shouldn't we be worried about bringing Tuma into the Azara or to bring Tuma into Yerushalayim for Kashim Kala?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good detail. The din if you're machnis, an Adam Tomei is not allowed to enter the Azara. But if you're machnis, Ochlim Tameim into the Azara, there's no Iser. But why do we dafke insist that you bring it back? I don't know. Kalim Tameim, there is a problem. Kalim Tameim, there is a problem bringing it into the Azara. So the Gemara says if you, sometimes you have to bring a Kli Tomei into the Azara. A beggar Tomei, you have to rip it off. So it should be less than the sheer beggar. Because you're not supposed to bring a beggar tummy into the Azara. But Ochlim Tmeim, apparently there's no Issa. One would have thought that they should make an Issa with the Rabban. I don't know. Apparently they didn't.
And then the Kodesh Shenitba would not be an Issa bringing a fool in the Azara. Just because it's Kodeshim already?
Yeah, that's not Chulim. Yeah, that's Kodeshim. Chulim Azara means Chulim, yeah. Okay, so what's the din? Either minatur or the rabbanon, there's a minimum amount of bread that you have to eat in order to be obligated to say a bracha achrayna. Yeah, on the level of the raisa, you have birchas hamazon. Bari nefashis is either mid the rabbanon or a minik. Ala michya zamachloikas, it is the raisa, the rabbanon, fine. So we say, called the tikkun rabbanon, came the raisa tikkun. The Gemara takes the quotes from the Gemara's before that you only say a bracha achrayna if he ate a kishir. And the Geshira, that's always mentioned, is Kazayis. Rabbi Yechanan ate a Zayis Maliyah, and the Gemara thought that they took out the pit. He didn't swallow the pit. So once you take out the pit, so it's less than a Kazayis. So how does he say, Allah eats while Pihites? And the Gemara said, no, it was a Zayis Gadol. So even after taking out the pit, then it had the volume of a Zayis Bein in it. Fine. So Tesis is proving, called the Tikkun Rabban came the Raisa Tikkun, the Bracha Achrayna on Maliyach, the Bracha Achrayna on other foods is probably only with the Rabbanon, but it's patterned after the Din Der Raisa. So the Din Der Raisa is Kazayis. Okay. Or the Din Der Rabbanon is Kazayis. The Bracha Achrayna on other foods is patterned after the Din Der Raisa, Bracha Achrayna after bread. So either the Bracha Achrayna after bread, either it's Kazayis is a Shir Der Raisa, Shir Der Rabbanon. The Shaila now is, what about Shtiyah? How much water do you have to drink in order to say a Baruch HaChoyne? So the Rambam says the shear is revius. If you drink less than revius, you don't say a Baruch HaChoyne. And Tosis wants to say perhaps the shear is Maloy Lugma. Where from Maloy Lugma? On Yom Kippur. On Nefesh Shalosh Sunah is Maloy Lugma. And what about less than Maloy Lugma? So Tosis is not sure. But in Yishti Amari, maybe Eshlach Malavarach HaFilu Pachas Maloy Lugma. Maybe. Why? Because the Shir Achila for Yom Kippur is Kosevis Hagasa. Kosevis Hagasa is bigger than Kazayas. And the Shir for Brach Achreina in general is Kazayas. So you don't need Kosevis Hagasa. So who are the Nami? Tosis wants to say, maybe you don't need Maloy Lugmav. Even Pachas Maloy Lugmav also maybe should say Brach Achreina. So Tosis become a Mekayim says it. They're right on the side. Look at the Tosis in Yuma. We had already an earlier Tosis. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. A person should never drink more than a kazayis, because according to some Rishonim, you got to say a bracha achrayna on a kazayis of beverage. Kazayis or kebetzo or revius or maloy lugmov. Four logical possibilities, all kinds of possibilities. The Rambam just says revius, fartik. But the other Rishonim, Tosis is not sure. Tosis keeps on raising the possibility. Could be any of these shiurim. Okay, so from the beginning of the perek, we were learning about benchim mezumon bishloisha, and we had that the Gemara learned it out from Sukkim, and there was a machlokes rishonim whether it's deraisa or it's only an asmachta mid the rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa. Here, the Gemara is going to the Mishnah already introduces it as a concept of mezumon ba'asara, and if 10 people ate together, then you change the nusach and say baruch alokeinu, shachalnu mishaloyv tubuchayinu. You say baruch alokeinu. Do you change it if you have 100 and if you have 1,000, if you have 10,000? So the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains, that's a machlokes satanoim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Lefi roiv hakol heim avorchem shenema, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, The Makelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mekal Yisrael. The Makelos, the larger the crowd, so Beroy Vam Hadras Melech. So you say even a fancier Shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili, and that's how we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Tosfos says we pass like Rabbi Akiva that Mamotzin Bebeis Hakness Dechem Ruben Vechem Watmam Brachas Hashem. We don't make a difference whether the minyan is just a minyan mitzumtum of 10 people. You have a minyan like when they make the Siyam HaShas at the Daf Yomi, they have 10,000 people. So we say the same Nusach HaTfilah, you don't change it. So Rabbi Akiva says the same is true over here. By Bichas HaMazim, we don't change it. Sounds from the Mishnah, Tosis points out, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mashma, that by Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Yosef Glili is maskim, that you don't make a change. It doesn't make a difference whether you have 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, or 10,000 people. The Nusach HaTfilah stays the same when you get to davening. The Machlegs and Rekib Rabbi Yosef Glili is only over here by benching Mezuman Basar. Why is that? So it sounds very much. So this gives a svara. This gives a balabatish svara. Others assume, not like the Taisa says, balabatish svara, that in davening is like a train station, people going in, going out. So what do you mean you have 100 people? You may not have 100 people from the beginning to the end. Who says you have 10,000 people? People are roaming in, going out. Maybe the numbers are going to change in the middle. What if there's Bikurim? What if they lock the gates and no one can go in, no one can go out? It's a little funny what they said. They said, by benching, everybody's sitting. They're all sitting down. They're kavua. So you count up how many people you have and they're all going to be there. But by davening, it's a balagan.
Do you say the Tosfos got this from a Sefer Megillah by Kriyas HaTorah that there was a kind of there and Nechnasim there Yotzin?
In the days of Rabbi Shmuel, there was a problem of Nechnasim Yotzin. Yeah, but in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have that problem, apparently. There was the Korim in the synagogue. It's a later meaning. It's a later meaning that started in the days of Amoraim. I don't know. So usually they say in the yeshivas, I think they don't say like Tosfos. Balabatish is for. By davening, there's no decorum. How can the chazan keep track whether he has 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people? But by benching, everybody's sitting still. So I think usually in the yeshivas they say differently. They say, we had the discussion regarding bench and mezuman v'asara. Is that a dovish b'kedusha or not? The Mishnah Megillah says, in order to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, in order to bench Bas Mezuman, B'Shem Hashem, you have to have Asara. So the Gemara there learns out from different psukim. The Gemara says that you need 10 people for a Dovish B'Kedusha, that's based on a Pasim Yigadash, the Besop in Israel, called Dovish B'Kedusha Lehei, Pochas Me Asara, because the word Toch has the connotation of Asara. The Gemara gives a whole series of Gzeir Shavas, how Toch has the connotation of Asara. So that covers, that drashim, Nikdash, Nibsach, and Yisrael covers Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Chazaras HaShat, Kriyas HaTorah, Mafter, and everything. Then the Gemara says, what about benching Basar? So the Gemara gives a different mokel, because La Baruch Hara, it's not Dar Cheretz to mention Shem HaShem, Ibotzim Asar. So the Pashtus and the Gemara seems that benching Basar is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. When you do have a Dovah Shebikdusha, take for example, the next Mishnah says, Anuna Med Aleph. On the second line in the Mishnah, Shtei Chaburu Shayochlis Bebay Secha Bezman Shemitzasim Raim Elu Eselu Ari Elam Itzar from the Zimum Him Lav Elam Mizamnim Liatzma Elam Mizamnim Liatzma. So the in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes, there's an issue. What if you have, let's say it happens, comes up if you daven in the Beis HaOvel, so you have you don't have a room that's big enough to have 10 people, so you have 9 people in one room and 9 people in another room. You simply don't have 10 people in one room. So it's Shulchan Aruch, it says that they're not mitzarfim to daven bo asar. Aye, but there's a big opening between one room and the other. There's a wide opening between them. And they're rai meilu eselu. So most of the Rishonim say that din in the Mishnah, that's only for benching mezuman. Even benching mezuman bo asar. It's not a dovah shebikdusha. Even if benching mezuman bo asar. For mitzosim rai meilu eselu, the Gemara is going to say on the basis. If you have a shamish, so the Mehoye Shamish Beinayim, Shamish Mitzarfim, the Gemara quotes at Raisa. Even though this group doesn't see the other group, but the same waiter is waiting up both groups, so then Mitzarfim Yachad Lezimah. To daven, to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, most of the Rishonim say it doesn't help. Tzosim Raya Meilu Eselu. Or if you have one person who's running back and forth. Why? For Dovish Kedusha, you got to have Mamash Asara in one place. And Asara for benching, is not, for mentioning Shem Hashem, is not really a Dovish Kedusha. It's a different word. La Baruch Hara.
See, the Gemara is also before him, or is the Kasha Evan sort of the Zeman?
Right. Tosfos points out. Yeah, Tosis points out, they quoted the Medrash, Rabbah says that you should distinguish, but they say it's against the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara puts it together, yeah. But still, you see, that's what the Mishkan is Yankin points out, this Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, all of the dinim that you need a minyan is based on Dabash HaBikdusha, and Igdash HaBisach and Yisrael, and Bench HaMazum, and the Gemara gives a different marker.
Why is there a difference between benching and davening? In both cases, it's both in the sense of Dorai, so they both, they're recognizing Hashem for his greatness that there is coming,
right. So that's what we're trying to work on here. Why does Tosis points out that it would appear from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yisrael Glili agrees that once you have 10 people by the davening, you don't change the Nusach HaTfilah just because you have 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, only by Mezuman, only by Bench and Mezuman. Why is that? So it could be the following. There is a famous Ramban in the Muhammad. It wouldn't have been so famous, but Avelva Soloveitchik quotes it in his Sefer HaChumash. So he made it famous. So there's a Ramban HaChumash, there's a Ramban earlier in the Muhammad, where he says that if you'll have all the Jews in the world at one time will decide they want to offer a korban nedavim, and they'll have a collection, and each one will give a dollar, and they'll have, let's say, how many Jews are there? 20,000, 20 million Jews, let's say. So we'll take a dollar from each person, we'll have $20 million, we'll offer karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, karbanis nedava. So he says that will not be called an oilas nidvas tziba. That's an oilas ha-shutfim. You have a 20 million shutfim. Are you including all of the Jews who are alive today, men, women, and children? He says that's a big shutfis. That's a big shutfis. He says it only becomes a korban hatzibu if it's paid for from the machtza shekel money. All the Jews alive in any one given time, that's not called tzibur, that's called shutfis. He says in afkemina lahalacha, he says if you have a korban ha-shutfim, you have smicha. Each one of the balei ha-korban has to do smicha bin efrad. If you have 20 million Jews today, and they'll all pitch in, they'll all chip in a dollar each, and we'll buy many korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramban says in the Muhammad, that'll be a oilas ha-shutfim. And each one will have to do smicha b'zazah. B'zazah has a korban tzibur. The Mishnah says, in principle, you don't do smicha, because smicha can only be done by the bala korban. So klal yisrael is an abstract concept. How can you have, if the bala korban is the klal yisrael, it's a korban tzibur, so who are you going to have? Every single Jew alive today, it's not called klal yisrael. Klal yisrael means the Jews, all the Jews who live from the days of Abraham Avinu till the days of Bias HaMashiach. Everybody's included. So the Mishnah has, in the end of Zvachan, Mishnah says that Karbonis Tzibur, in principle, you don't have smicha, with three or four exceptions to the rule. There's the Machlekes HaTanaim, how many exceptions you have. Paran Davashal Tzibur is an exception. On Yom Kippurim, you have the Kain Gorol da smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. You have a few exceptions to the rule, but the rule basically is that you don't do smicha at all. So the Ramban says, when you have an oilas nidvas tzibur, when you have money left over from Machza Shekel money, and you use that leftover money to buy an oilas nidvas tzibur, you don't do any smicha on that. But if you'll have 20 million Jews, well, each one will give a dollar and you'll buy karban. That's the whole Klal Yisrael's alive today. That's not called Klal Yisrael. That's a shutfis. So he's saying that Klal Yisrael is something more than that. Klal Yisrael is more than all the Jews who are alive today. What does he mean? So that's Rav Soloveitchik just added on. It means all the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Mashiach. Ramban doesn't finish the sentence, but he says it's something more than that. Something more than that means more than the people alive today. Then the Ramban gives another nafkamina lahalacha. He says if it'll be an oilas nidvas tzibur that's paid for by the leftover machtza shekel money, so who pays for the nesachim? So the Gemara says the nesachim aboim mishal tzibur from machtza shekel money. But if all the Jews alive today will all chip in a dollar and you'll have $20 million and you buy korbanos nedaveh, that'll be an oilas ha-shutfim. And who pays for the nesachim? The 20 million people will have to pay for the nesachim. That's not a korban tzibur that you have a right to take the money from the machtza shekel money to cover the nesachim. So the Ramban says, if all the Jews get together today and they're going to decide they want to bring a korban, that's not called a korban tzibur. That's called a korban ha-shutfim. It's a big shutfis, 20 million shutfim. It's a big shutfis. But he says, if 10 Jews gather together and they daven, and then they have a chazaras hashatz, that's called a tfilas hatzibur. 10 Jews is a tzibur, and 20 million Jews is not a tzibur. The Ramban is commenting on the Rif. The Rif quotes in the name of the Gaonim in the third Perek. The Rif quotes in the name of the Gaonim that there's such a thing, halavai she's pavalim kol hayom kula, there's such a concept as tefilas nedove. So the Rif says that that's only a yochid can offer a tefilas nedove. That's on chof aleph and aleph. In the pages of the Rif, it's yud gimel and aleph. Daf yud gimel and aleph in the Rif. Mashikosav haravzal v'tzibur ben adaita d'chove ben adaita d'rishu sasser. The tzibur has no right to offer a tefilas nedove, chazaras hashatz. So he said, why not? He says, because the Rif writes from the Goyim, there is no such thing as zoylas nedvas tzibur. So the Balamor says, what do you mean there's no such thing? It's all over Shas. Kol ha-Talmud molei mizeh. All over Shas, it says like that. Shatzibah, maybe, oilis nedove, kidi amin, and it says over here, and it says over there. The kama, the kama, ain lahem keitz. There's so many marmer koimets. It's all over the place. So the Ramban says, we checked over Shas, and there are only two places, the two places that the Balamor quoted. He says, not kama, the kama, ain lahem keitz. He says, the Balamor quoted the two places. He says, Kol ha-Talmud molei mizeh, and he quotes two sources. Shatzibi maybe says one source, and then he says, it's a Sifrei another source. He says, those are the only two sources. It's not all over the Talmud. And then the Ramban says, it's only a violation of this din of the... He sides with the Rif B'Shem HaGad. He says, it's only a violation of this din that the Tzibur doesn't have the ability. There is such a thing as Oilas Nidvas Tzibur. That's if the money came from Machza Shekel money. But if you'll collect money together now, that'll be an Oilas Ashut. That won't be considered an Oilas Nidvas Tzibur. So he says, if 10 people will gather together and they'll have a Chazaras Hashatz, the Ramban says, so that he can't do. That's 10 people having a Chazaras Hashatz, that's Klal Yisrael. Why is it all of a sudden Klal Yisrael? I said, if you have 20 million Jews gathering together, all the Jews alive today gathering together, that's not Klal Yisrael. That's a Korban HaShutvim. That's Oilas Nidvas Shutvim. But if 10 Jews are going to gather together, have a Chazaras Hashatz, so the Chazaras Hashatz, that's Tfilas HaTzibur, that's Tzibur. How can it be? 10 people is a Tzibur, 20 million people is not a Tzibur. So Rav Soloveitchik added on, he has in one of his printed essays, he's basing it on this Ramban. When you have 10 people davening, it's not that you have such a big crowd. So Beroy Vom Haris Malach, since he succeeded in getting such a big crowd or more, so they have a right to daven. No, whenever you have 10 people, it represents all of Klal Yisrael. Represents all of Klal Yisrael, but he said, which is more than the 20 million people alive today. So if you have 20 million people, that's called Shutfim. But if you have 10 people who are constituting a Tzibur and offering a Hazaras Hashatz, that's called the Tfilas HaTzibur. That Tzibur, that Tfilas HaTzibur represents the whole Tzibur of the whole Klal Yisrael. The Gemara said, we mentioned, the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, when the Chazan offers the Chazaras Hashatz, the Am Shebasodas HaYotze, the people who don't come to Shul HaYotze, the Tefillah is offered on behalf of everybody. The Tefillah is even offered not only on behalf of all the people alive today, that will also only be a Shutfin. The people is offered on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael, past, present, and future. So that's what you see from that Ramban. So maybe that's what's going on in this Mishnah. But the Tosis points out that Rabbi Yosef Lili agrees to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Dovah Shabikdusha in the shul, so you don't change the Nusach if you have, once you have 10, so the 10 represent the whole Klal Yisrael. You don't say a fancier Nusach when you have 100, or you have 1,000, or you have 10,000. But when you bench a Mizuman, the bench a Mizuman Basar is not a Dovah Shabikdusha. If it would have been a Dovah Shabikdusha, then everyone would have agreed to Rabbi Akiva, Velav Mitameh. Once you have 10, so it's already a Tzibur, Tzibur represents all the Klal Yisrael. And it says, no. That's the idea of 10 is la barachara to mention Shem Hashem are less than 10. And when you have a big crowd, so then b'roivam haris melech, that's wonderful. So if you have even more than 10, if you have 100, so Rabbi Yosef Lili Yogis, but makelis baruch elakim, according to how great the crowd is, you should say a greater praise for HaKadosh Baruch. And Rabbi Akiva thinks not so. But the whole machlekes only is by bench and mezumim, because it's not a dovish abigdush. Would have been a Dovah Shebikdusha, so once you reach the point of 10, so the 10 represent the whole Klal Yisrael Kuloi. So once they have 10 represent Klal Yisrael, it doesn't make it any more if you have 10,000 people. But Benjamin Zuman is not. There is no such halacha that the 10 are representing Klal Yisrael. It's a different din. That's what it seems from this Mishnah. And that's from the next Mishnah also. The Mektsasim Roy Meilu Eseilu. I'm at Star from the Zimun. And the Shulchan Aruch says that in two different rooms is no good for davening. It's just that one suffix in the Tshuva Sarashba. The Rashba says in the Tshuva, maybe it's good for davening. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't rely on that because even all the Rishonim say it's no good, and even the Rashba only raised the possibility maybe it's good. But by Ben Shemizuma, for sure it's good, even by Asara, because Ben Shemizuma and Basara is a different din. I think Gemara before is a problem. Gemara said if you have 9 Bnei Chorin and 1 Eved, or you had 9 Gedolim and 1 Kotten, the Mitzarfim to the Zimun Asara, and the Gemara assumes the same is true, the Mitzarfim to the Minyan. So that's what Tosfos points out. You see, the Gemara does equate it to. I don't know. That's a problem. That's a problem. But you see from this mission that it's not the same. So maybe that Tosfos gives up a Balabatish explanation. But the Yeshivas, they say a fancier explanation. Why Rabbi Yosef Glili would agree by davening that you don't change the Nusach? Because the Tfilas are Tfilas HaTzibur. So once you have 10, they represent the whole Klal Yisrael. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue. Easy tomorrow.